Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Place of the Heart by Steinunn Sigarðardóttir, translated by Philip Rowden, performed by Joyce Bean. Butlagata. You wait here, Hathor. This is for my legs alone, I say, trying to come up with a reasonable method of exiting the pickup truck. Short people like me have a harder time obeying the laws of gravity when getting down out of high vehicles than resisting them getting in. My friend watches from behind the wheel to see whether I accomplish my two-footed hop. With the solid ground of the Northumbria neighborhood beneath my feet, I grab the black bucket that had been rubbing gently against my calf since leaving Loigaros, and, for the last time, hurry to the gate of my yard on Butlagata Street. What do you know? Reit Elias slinks out from the basement door, and my heart skips a beat. It's been hammering ever since I woke at the thought that we were leaving today. Now, and who could know whether Etta Solveig would be there, or what condition she might be in? Would I have to start this trip by going to look for her in some sort of dive that until last year I didn't even know existed in Reykjavik? Reit Elias is living proof that my daughter's at home, which is why I bless him in my mind as he slithers up the steps like an amoeba, dangling his head so that his bright angel hair billows out over his nose. Good morning, I say, looking into his small, glassy eyes. He returns my greeting in his flaccid way and keeps his eyes fixed on the sidewalk as he steps into the flower bed to avoid me, crushing a marigold beneath his loosely laced sneakers. I straighten up and brace myself for dealing with the rest of the gang. I peek in through the door, which Reyn Eli hasn't bothered to shut. There's no one but Etta in the empty apartment. No need to work myself up. I should thank my stars that the girl is home, but I've grown so hard-hearted that I'm no longer grateful for anything. As she lies there, fully dressed on the living room floor, wearing thick-soled shoes, and snoring so loudly that the walls rumble slightly, I view her as an object that has nothing to do with me. Her black leather vest leans upright in one corner, like the seared torso of a bull. I do the rounds, and my experienced eyes immediately notice the layer of ash covering the room, the residue of beer and soda sticking to the floor and windowsills. The bathroom stinks of urine, and there are yellow splotches on and around the toilet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?